I like it. It's pretty cool. It's Little Mix, Love Me Like You Do, a Cheshire Silk 106.9. My name's Darren. Hope you're enjoying the songs. It is the Thornycroft Legal Hour, and we're joined by Heather Gaunt from Thornycroft Solicitors. A question number one from one of our listeners or visitors to our website is as follows. My mum and dad are starting to have memory difficulties. Would a power of attorney help them? Bear in mind, Heather is an expert in all things will, power of attorney, and probate.
If parents are having memory difficulties, or anyone that you know well, the key thing is to get on and prepare a lasting power of attorney. There are two types of power, and the one that most people do early on is a financial and property power of attorney. These help because they are legal documents that give the right legal authority for people you trust to look after your property and money matters. So the key is to get on with these as soon as you feel there may be a problem looming.
Thank you, Heather. Another question from the readers at silk1069.com. I have heard that there are two types of power of attorney. Should I make both types?
There are two types of power of attorney. The lasting power of attorney for property and financial affairs is very important as it enables people you trust to have the correct legal authority to access and deal with your bank account, your property, or any financial matter, such as dealing with your pension or the tax office. The second power of attorney deals with health and welfare issues, and this is very important should you be in the position where you've lost all your mental capacity and you need someone to deal with medical treatment decisions for you or look after your welfare issues. We're really pleased that we are holding a public talk at Macclesfield Library on Thursday the 4th of October from 10 till 12 noon. And in that session, we'll be talking about wills and powers of attorney generally, with the option for people to ask questions, gather up more information, and take advice from us if required.
So we'll come back in a minute. Thank you, Heather. We've got maybe another five or six questions from listeners that have submitted them at silk1069.com. You can still do those now. It's the Thornycroft Legal Hour. We're talking wills, power of attorney, and probate with Heather Gaunt from Thornycroft Solicitors. We're going to be back in about 5 minutes with those. This is Maroon 5. It's called Girls Like You. Let's continue the Thornycroft Legal Hour. Another question from our website for Heather. I have a large family. How many people should I include in the powers of attorney?
If you've got a large family, it probably won't be practical to appoint every single person on your legal power of attorney. We often say that two or three people is an ideal number because that gives some flexibility for those people to delegate between them who will do which tasks on the power. And if somebody's away or on holiday, you've got a reserve person there to act for you.
Thanks, Heather. We've got another question for Heather Gaunt from Thornycroft Solicitors, who's a specialist in wills, power of attorney, and probate, and everything that you don't want to think about, right? It's those things that you do definitely have to do. We're going to be talking to Heather again in about 5 minutes' time. Cheshire's on FM, online, and digitally on every smart device in the world. We are Cheshire's Silk 106.9. Edwin Collins playing the soundtrack of your life. It's called A Girl Like You. I love it. It's just a great little song, right? The Thornycroft The Legal Hour is on for a Thursday. We're talking to Heather Gaunt today. We have another question now from our website at silk1069.com. If I make a financial power of attorney, can it be used straight away by my son and daughter?
If you've made the financial power of attorney, it can be used as soon as it's been registered at the Office of the Public Guardian. That's a legal agency that deals with these powers, and it gives authority to the document once it's been stamped and registered there. It's very important that this process is done fairly soon after it's been signed, because the process can take 10 to 12 weeks to be completed. And the last thing you want when you need the power is to wait a further 10 weeks. So get the power registered and then it can be used by the family or your trusted friends.
Thanks, Heather. We'll do some more in about 5 minutes' time. We are Cheshire Silk 106.9. This is beautiful. I like it. This is Starley. It's called Call On Me. The soundtrack to your life is on. Details on the local Hero Awards on the way, by the way. The Thornycroft Legal Hour is on for a Thursday. Good morning. My name is Darren, here till 2 this afternoon. Joined till 12, though, by Heather Gaunt of Thornycroft Solicitors, answering your questions that you submitted on our website at silk1069.com about wills, power of attorney, and probate. Next question. My neighbour has had to apply to the Court of Protection for her elderly relative. Why would she need to do that?
The Court of Protection is required when people don't have a power of attorney and they've lost their mental capacity and can't now make that legal form. The Court of Protection is there to assist people who have no mental capacity, and an application can be made for what we call a deputyship, which gives ultimately the same type of power that you could have achieved through a lasting power of attorney. The court process can take 4 to 6 months to complete, and it is rather expensive. The fee to apply is a start-off fee of £385, and then there may well be some legal fees in seeing the deputyship through to completion.
Thanks, Heather. Got another question. This is Heather Gaunt, by the way, from Thornycroft Solicitors, who joined us today. A specialist in powers of attorney, wills and probate, right? And they're holding a very special open day on the, I can't remember the date now, on the, I've got it written down in front of me here, on the 4th of October at the Macclesfield Library from 10 till midday. And it's a health session. You're invited. Everyone can come along as a talk on advice and what you should need to do. Advice on will drafting and powers of attorney is at Macclesfield Library on the first floor, Thursday, 4th of October from 10 till 12. Right, let's continue. Another question. My grandma has asked me to help her with her banking, and she has a power of attorney appointing me and my brother. What do I need to do now?
So, what do I need to do now with this power of attorney? Best thing to do is work out which bank or building site your grandma uses and give your local branch a call, because they will have their own requirements to see your ID. They'll probably want to see the original power, and then you can take it from there as to register that power on that bank account. If you need to deal with other financial institutions such as a pension company or inform the DWP, for example, give them a call and say you want to register this power with them. So there's a lot of advice out there as to what to do next.
Great advice there, Heather. Thank you very much indeed. We've got another couple of questions to come before midday today. We'll do this from Nelly Furtado. Is I'm Like a Bird. You can nominate your questions, or submit your questions, rather, for our team at Thornycroft Solicitors, who will answer them on the last Thursday of every month. Go on to our website, silk1069.com. Heather Gaunt from thornycroftsolicitors.co.uk is in the studio answering your questions today about wills, probate and power of attorney. Another question here, is it a good idea to appoint a professional attorney when making the powers of attorney?
Appointing a professional attorney isn't always needed. Have a consider whether you should, if you don't have sufficient members of the family or trusted friends that you would like to ask. For example, if you've only got one member of the family and you're worried that they're not going to be around forever, do ask your local solicitor whether he or she would be willing to be your professional attorney. Doesn't need to be a complex matter, but it's more of a backup. So that's something that could be considered if needed.
Thanks, Heather. We've got another question for Heather Gaunt at Thornycroft Solicitors inside the next 5 minutes. If you want to submit yours for the next session, you can do that on our website at silk1069.com. Just hang your mouse over the on-air button, click on the Legal Hour, and you'll find a form on there, and you can fill in your details and ask your questions of any speciality, really, and one of the teams at thornycroftsolicitors.co.uk will get back to you. Now, also on the same website, on the same page, you can listen to this show as a podcast immediately after midday today. Pretty cool, right? This is Darren. Cheshire Silk 106.9 is on. Let's continue the songs with Jonas Blue. This is called Rise. We're gonna ride. Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac, spent more time in prison than he did in the charts, so it seems kind of appropriate that we got a lawyer in the studio today, right, Heather? It's the Thornycroft Solicitors Legal Hour on Cheshire Silk 106.9. You can find out more about what we've done, and you can listen to this whole thing again on our website, silk1069.com. Final question for today. What reasons might I need to renew my will?
You should think about renewing your will every 4 to 5 years. And reasons to prompt you to do that might be if you moved house, changes in your marital status, perhaps a new member of the family, or a change in your financial circumstances. Having a chat with your local solicitor, who should offer you a free will consultation, would give you some options as to what sort of will would be appropriate. We are offering a free talk on the 4th of October at Macclesfield Library. It's between 10 o'clock and 12 noon, and we'll be talking about different types of wills that might suit you and your family. We'll also give lots of advice on lasting powers of attorney.
Thank you, Heather. If you want to get in touch with Thornycroft Solicitors, they've got offices in Macclesfield, Buxton, Holmes Chapel and Whaleybridge. You can call them on 01625 503 444 or visit thornycroftsolicitors.co.uk or go onto our website, silk1069.com, and you can find out more. Thank you very much, Heather. We're back with a rewind from the Lars next. Cheshire.